septic system.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. You know, one of the things that we stress on this program is you folks have to be able to make your own decisions in terms of your own investments. You folks have to be able to be well informed on what's going on in the finance world, what's going on in the political world, etc. And what we stress is, you know, you don't want to just hang out at our website. You don't want to just listen to this show. You want to listen to everything that you can get your hands on. You want to read everything that you can get your hands on. And I have to tell you, in my opinion, one of the real geniuses in our industry is Peter Spina. Peter started GoldSeek a number of years ago. You were still a teenager. It's evolved into probably the most sophisticated site out there in terms of getting information for our industry, and you've done a great job. Let's start out. Tell our listeners a little bit about GoldSeek.
Well, thank you, Al. Thank you for having me on your show. GoldSeek was established in 1995. Our primary interest is to help gold and silver investors keep up to date on the markets, but also help to educate them on what gold is, sure, what it represents. There is an investment opportunity in this market, but also it's very important to understand how this monetary and financial system works, and gold plays a very key component in that. And,
right.
And in today's system, what's happening right now can be more important. In our lifetimes, I believe we're in a once-in-a-lifetime financial and monetary event. And with what's going on right now, the gold is one of the places to learn and get to know, to understand what's happening and what gold represents in the system.
You bring up a really, really valid point here. In my humble opinion, I think we've got really three things driving the price of precious metals right now. I think one of them is probably the most obvious, I think, is Mideast turmoil, okay, political unrest, what have you. The second one that I think is incredibly important is the influence on China. Mainland China is the largest gold producer in the world. They're, if I'm not mistaken, they're close to being, if they're not already, the largest importer of gold, mm-hmm, in the world. I mean, they know something's going on there. Okay, and then you look at, obviously, the situation in our country, specifically the United States, in terms of the currency situation, the debt situation, etc. I got to tell you, man, this is the perfect storm for gold, I think.
It is. It is. We're coming through a historic credit bubble, which in 2008 started to break, but things haven't changed. A couple of years later, psychology remains the same, habits remain the same, debt keeps increasing, and things haven't corrected itself. So I still believe this 2008-2009 period was just kind of an appetizer of what's to come. We still need to work through all these issues. There's other issues involved as well, like you're talking about geopolitically. There's a lot of change and shift happening in the world right now, and it's
amazing what's going on in the world.
It is.
Yeah.
It's, in some ways, it's very difficult to know how it all plays out because it's happening very quickly in ways that we can't even understand in some perspectives. The sharing of information and technology, allowing information to spread at the rate it does right now, it's having effects that a lot of people wouldn't have expected a year or two or three ago. So what happens 2, 3, 4 years from now, it's a bit up in the air. But
what do you think?
I believe there's a new power structure order developing. I think it can go a couple different ways. My hope and belief is that people will become educated and use this as an opportunity to understand what the problems are and to make changes and correct that, and not to allow it to happen again, and not to allow people who have the power structure right now, which have taken us off the gold standard, that meet behind closed doors to dictate monetary policy privately, to return liberty and money is a representation of that, return values back into the system. And
you think that's going to happen?
It's possible. I would hope so. there's definitely a lot of forces at play here, and you know, it could break in different directions. I'm more optimistic, and I believe people are coming to realization now what's going on. So
I got to tell you, it's really interesting to hear this from your perspective, because I've got a few years on you. Hard to believe, but true. I've got a few years on you in terms of life experiences, and it's amazing to me that people your age are as focused on this as they are, as opposed to some of the trite things perhaps that I was focused on when I was your age. I mean, I see some real concern on the part of you and your colleagues, you know, and your friends, etc.
Generally, on the broad front, we see our generation understand there's something wrong, but we're just not really sure what exactly it is, and it's starting to kind of get out there through the spread of information through the internet and other means. It's people are becoming educated. So hopefully through the next cycle here, through the monetary crisis, we'll be able to correct some of those issues.
You've been doing this for, you said, about 15 years, a little over 15 years. You started GoldSeek in 1995, is that correct? I mean, what were you, 16, 17 years old? 15 years old. What? I mean, that is absolutely amazing to me. How at the age of 15 did you... How'd you develop an interest in this stuff? You're way ahead of the curve, Pete.
Well, the interest came from my parents. My parents came from a system. They fled a system which it was quite oppressive. They left in 68, 69 from Czechoslovakia. Then when the Russians invaded, they came in with a more hardline communist rule, and that pushed them out of the country. They were seeking a more free society, a place to live and raise us. It's interesting.
How much
for
of an influence did that event have on you?
Excuse me?
How much of an influence, your folks basically fleeing Czechoslovakia, coming to the U.S., how much of an influence did that have on you? And believe it or not, we share something in common that we've never talked about. But you go first. What kind of influence did that?
I think it's very big. It's gave me a perspective I don't think I would have had it otherwise. For them to tell me about their experiences, to tell me how things worked back then, from a monetary standpoint, but also from a freedom standpoint, they opened up my eyes a lot. When I went there in 1986, when it was still a communist country, one thing I really noticed was the amount of fear, how government used fear to control people, intimidate. And with that kind of system, you really did some terrible things to people individually, to families, and to society, to economically, all throughout the system. Things were just devastating. And it's so wonderful to see the change, though, now. I find that you go there today to Prague, to Eastern Europe, you'll find more of a libertarian, free society than you will find here. It has had an incredible actual shift. You know? It's amazing to see how things can quickly change.
You know, it's really interesting that we share something in common. I think we probably have talked about this before, but my parents basically fled Russia when they were infants in 1917. And you know, and I grew up being, you know, every single day my folks would tell me about the importance of freedom, you know, the how really bad oppression can be, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, one of the reasons that I got involved in this, I started reading a guy back in the 1950s by the name of Jerome Smith, who was a silverbug, you know. And that's when I started to really realize that one of the solutions to the problems that my parents went through, you know, and obviously your folks went through, et cetera, that we're both very aware of, is you've got to have a certain foundation to society. And I believe one of the foundations, Peter, that we're missing in our society right now, just from an economic standpoint, is we don't have real money.
Mm-mm.
Not even close.
No, it's this fictitious paper money, and it's amazing. I think it really just comes down to people's beliefs. If people really understood what was going on right now, the system wouldn't exist as it does today, tomorrow. People wouldn't want to participate in it. They would realize the fraud that's involved, and they wouldn't want to support this.
I agree 1,000%. Got a minute left here. You've got center stage. Tell people why they should come to GoldSeek.com. Sorry, and SoberSeek.com. Why should they go to it?
Well, we're covering various topics related to gold. Gold's got quite the intermarket relationships, but also gold is, you got to look at it from a global perspective. It's relationship to other markets, but also economically, financially, politically. So we try to cover all those topics on a global scale, give that perspective, and also cover some mining investments. My background started off with investing in gold and silver stocks, so I've been investing for the last 15 plus years in the sector, have had some some hits and some misses, and through that I've tried to take that experience and direct investors into some quality investments on the site as well.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I cannot endorse GoldSeek.com more. Click on their banner on our website, get some more information. You're going to become a regular there. Peter, thank you so much, buddy.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. I am originating this entire program from the Cambridge House Silver Summit over here in Glendale, Arizona, which is basically Phoenix, Arizona. And, you know, the nice thing about coming to these shows is you get to meet one-on-one with people who you don't always get to see, like on a daily basis or what have you. And one guy who I ran into Ellis at most of the shows is someone who I have a lot of respect for, number one. And number two, you know, he's a comrade in arms, for lack of better terms, in that he's been doing radio for a long time.
A very long time, since 1970. It's
1970?
Yeah, a long time.
Holy smoke. But he's got right now the Ellis Martin Report, which is, it really is something that I would suggest that you guys listen to. It's available both certainly on radio stations and also on the Internet. We have a lot of the same guests. I'm just thinking David Morgan, Mickey Fulp, et cetera. So, you know, we're, you know, some good mutual friends of ours. Ellis, you know, the folks who listen to this show know why I do it. And I do it just because I have a passion for politics and hard assets. Where are you coming from?
You know, when I came into the radio business years ago, it was all about entertainment and news, and that was the passion. And that was also how I made my living. And where I'm coming from now is the passion of the people in this particular business. They rest seldom, they work hard, sometimes they play hard, and really it's just fascinating to me, as the guy who used to carry a book bag around with his rock collection at age 12 or 13 years. And here are the people that we're interviewing, these people that have actually grown up and gone through the business. You and I are broadcasters. These individuals are doing the hard work. It's just fascinating to learn about rocks. I guess that's where I'm coming from.
It really is interesting. You know, you talk about rocks, etc. What I am really interested in, probably more than almost anything else, is the fact that I believe that hard assets, and just focusing here on gold and silver, I think that they really represent the only safe place to be in terms of a medium for savings.
Well, that's what I'm hearing with some of the analysts that we interview is,
sure,
where do you protect your assets? Where do you put your money? Real estate's not safe anymore. Everybody's afraid of fiat currency right now. There's trouble and torment in the world, even though you and I are having a great day here in Phoenix.
Sure.
How do I protect myself? And the answer truly is gold and silver. And I think it was one of our comrades, Leonard Melman, told me today that 99.5% of the American public has no idea that this industry, this sector, even exists.
And isn't that the truth? I mean, you know, it's funny. I just did a workshop, and we had, I don't know how many people in there, but, you know, it good crowd. And I asked the audience, I said, so why do you people invest in gold and silver? Why do you come to shows like this? I mean, it's a gorgeous Friday afternoon out there. Why aren't you out on the golf course or riding horses or whatever, you know? And each person who was willing to come up, and there were quite a few who did, said, you know, we are scared to death about what's going on in the United States. I'm scared to death, man.
Well, I've got to tell you a brief story. I drove into Phoenix from Los Angeles, took the scenic six-hour route that actually became 10 hours. And what was strange is that, not coming from California into Arizona, but on the other side of the border from Arizona going to California, there were military there.
I know where you're going, yeah.
And just to get to LAX to pick up my Canadian friend who joined me for this conference, there was a mild backup at the airport the other night with a lot of questions. Something clearly going on that the public's not even aware of right now.
Well, I noticed that the alert level right now, in picking up one of our colleagues at the airport yesterday, the alert level I noticed was about as high as it can get. So there is something going on, man.
Do you think it's driving this market that we're involved in right now? It's a question you and I, again, have asked plenty of people. But what I'm wondering is, will it translate into a bull market for gold and silver, the continued bull market? It's in a bit of a retraction right now. Or are we just going to, are all things just going to go to hell in a handbasket and people are going to be scrambling and not even thinking about stocks at the moment?
You know, I got to tell you, man, I'm...
I would like to think that there are a variety of reasons for the gold, you know, for gold and silver being at the levels that they're at. I think terrorism is certainly one issue. I think what's going on in mainland China with the voracious appetite they have for gold and silver over there. And I think with the increased awareness of people in the United States that, you know, increasing the money supply based on absolutely nothing makes no sense. And I think people like my, and you've heard me refer to her before, you know, as my left-wing wife, even she's adamant that we put a certain amount of our money every month into silver, you know, because she's very, very concerned. I think those three things are what's driving it personally.
We all know that that silver is the place for money to go, the poor man's gold, more or less, as David Morgan would say. But the dots have not been yet connected in this sector. You see all the advertisements on television. You hear it on radio. You hear about gold. You seldom hear about silver. Buy gold, but the real 5, 10, 15 bangers, if you want to make money, and you and I are interested in us making money and everyone else that's associated with us is doing well, there's enough abundance for everyone. How do you get the message across to the public here? It's not just the gold itself, it's the companies that are involved in the exploration, development, and eventual production of gold. That's what's going to turn this market out. How do you do that?
I don't think there's any question at all about that. I think that's definitely what's going to turn this market around. Turn it around is the wrong way to put it. I think investing in the companies is clearly a good way to go. And I guess one of the reasons I would say that is because of the leverage factor. There's a great leverage. I mean, you know, for the price of gold to double, we may not see it for quite some time. You've got $1,400 an ounce right now. But for the price of say, one of the companies that I follow or that you follow to double, triple, quadruple, go up 1,000%, a lot better chance of that happening.
Well, it's happened a lot just in the last year. If you want to go back to the beginning of 2009, the bottom of this recession, that's real money. That's real money. That's real wealth. It's not instant, but it's not far from it.
No, I would agree 1,000% on that. We are trying in concert to get the story out, for lack of better terms, on what we think is going on and what we think are some things that you folks out there ought to consider. I want to suggest that you listen to Ellis's show, The Ellis Martin Report. He's got really good guests. He's got some great insights provided on that show. What's the best way for people to get to that, Ellis?
Simple, ellismartinreport.com.
And there you go. Go to www.lsmartinreport.com. Listen to what comes out of that show. Listen to what comes out of this show. Listen to all of these programs, because you know what? We all have some very valuable things to say. And I got to tell you, we're all working together to make this thing happen. Ellis, thanks so much, my friend.
Appreciate you having me in today. Thank you so much, Al.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, we were talking in the first segment of this show with Peter Spina. Peter's got a great website, as you're now aware, called goldseek.com. Peter's a very bright guy, very intelligent guy. But what we were talking about was the importance of getting all the information that you can in terms of companies, in terms of environmental issues, in terms of just everything you can possibly get to know about the resource industry. Before you really start investing in it, you want to get all the possible sources of information that you can at your fingertips. And let me tell you about another one. I'm right here right now chatting with Shelley Kraft. And Shelley has a publication. It's a quarterly publication. It's called the Microcap Review. It's another one that you really need to take a look at. And for the Microcap Review, and that way, if you want to get a copy of it or what have you, we can make sure that you get that. Shelley, tell us a little bit about your publication.
Well, we focus only on microcap companies. That's a market cap of 300 million or less. That could be anything, you know, in the junior mining stocks.
Sure.
Could be, junior exploration, a junior mining company. Or it could actually be a company that just happens to be a microcap company. It could be listed on the New York Stock Exchange. It really doesn't even matter.
Right.
So long as it's 300 million in market cap and down, it's a microcap stock. That's what our focus is. the magazine focuses on special micro-cap companies in various different sectors, but we love the resource sector.
But it's not the only sector that
No.
Okay.
But we do the resource sector twice a year.
Okay. Now, in terms of, let's talk about some of the issues other than just the companies themselves. Let's talk about some of the issues, for example, affecting the price of precious metals, some of the issues affecting the price of base metals. You deal with that, too, in there?
We did a Q&A with Phil Baker of Hecla. We did an article with Jerry Bailey, the former president of ExxonMobil, Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. We had experts from Mickey Fulp up and down, people who talk about everything from the green metals, the how to have a green metal company, to uranium, to the rare earth elements. We've had Ucor on the cover. We've had Rye Patch on the cover. We've had Lucas Energy. I mean, we've had a lot of very interesting companies that get a lot of feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And we hear tell that some of their shareholder bases have increased. And you know what that means, right?
Sure. Oh, sure. Yeah, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
How did you and your wife get involved in resources? I mean, it's, you got to admit, it's a small universe that we live in.
You know, it's really amazing. We almost tripped over it.
Yeah.
We had just been invited to, we go to 45 conferences.
Mm-hmm.
And we just stumbled into a conference once. It was a resource conference. We were invited. We brought some magazines. We did some interviews. And the next thing we know, we're sponsoring them. Now we're going all over the world. We're going to Mines and Money in Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
We go throughout all of the Cambridge House, all of the hard assets, the conference in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And it's becoming a very, very important element in our business.
Sure.
You know, because we do the video press releases for these companies
uh-huh.
also.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's really, really interesting. It's, you know, it's you have to admit, where would society be today if it wasn't for the evolution that's taken place in the resource industry? You know, I mean, you can't do anything without touching on some facet. You can't do anything in your life without touching on some facet of the mining industry.
And let me tell you.
Okay.
On that topic, my editorial in the most recent issue of the Resource Issue of the Microcap Review
yep.
magazine,
uh-huh.
my editorial is specifically on point to that fact. What do I say in it?
Yeah.
I say, as a U.S. citizen, we're missing the boat. Our Canadian cousins know much more about these junior mining companies, and what are we going to wait to buy the junior mining companies when stocks are, when gold is at 4,000 an ounce?
Sure, exactly.
Don't you think it's time now? So our distribution is literally mostly North America,
mm-hmm.
mostly in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So some of these junior mining companies are having their very first exposure in the United States
yeah.
in the Microcap Review magazine.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. I want to kind of, again, increase the scope of what we're talking about. And let's talk about some of the things that are affecting the price of precious metals right now. My top three in that area would have to be the actions of mainland China. I mean, they are the world's largest gold producer. I have heard that they're also now on track, if they're not already there, to be the world's largest gold importer. I think that their actions are playing a major role in the increasing price of precious metals, number one. Number two, the economic situation in the United States. I mean, Shell, you and I are about the same age, and I got to tell you, man, I never in my wildest dreams thought that we'd be living in a financial environment like we're living in right now. I mean, our dollar is worth absolutely nothing other than what people would like to think it's worth, you know. And then with the turmoil that you've got in the Middle East right now, I mean, we're seeing huge changes over there. Those three things combined, I think, make for a perfect storm for the price of gold and silver.
I have to agree. Not only that, but I look at it as the, you know, why is the stock market going up in light of all of this? That's
yeah.
what I want to know. And
right.
I think that that's where the political turmoil plays out most, because I think the United States is still perceived as a flight to quality and a flight to safety.
I think it's changing, though, man.
Well, I guess it has to, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
you know, you just to take a step back, you come to a conference like this, and you listen to some of these keynote speakers,
sure.
and you know what? They're raising points that you don't hear in the regular press now, do you? You know, I mean, I'm hearing more and more about people buying precious metals and stockpiling them themselves because they don't trust the economy.
Sure.
They don't trust the politicians. They don't trust what's going on in the world, especially in the United States.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, one of the prime examples of somebody who's doing that is the guy sitting on the other side here from you. Kathy and I started buying silver on a regular basis, oh gosh, probably 2-3 years ago, you know, for those exact reasons. Are we predicting a currency collapse in the United States? No. Are we saying that there's a possibility that could happen? You betcha.
Well, it's not, you know, it's a chorus. It's not just one man singing.
Right, right.
You know, and it's like, you know, where are you going to hear the leading opinions of what's going on in the world? But at a conference where these keynote speakers are coming at it from all different walks of life, and they're coming to the same doggone conclusions, you know?
Yeah.
It's like you have to own precious metals. You can't depend on the currencies, not even the U.S. currency, not even the Canadian currency.
Right. I would agree. Let's get back to the microcap review just for a second. How can listeners get a copy of your great publication?
We would like you to come to our website. It's www.microcapreview.com. And quite frankly, we have this wonderful survey in the centerfold of the magazine that if you fill it out and send it in, you become a lifetime member of the magazine, and there'll never be a charge for a subscription to it.
Okay.
And there's no charge now.
Right. Okay, we can make it really easy. Let's just get a banner on our website. That would probably be easier. That way all people have to do is click on the banner. And
it'll be digitized so they can download it to their handheld devices and read it like they would on Kindle.
Boy, you're way ahead of me, I'll tell you. That is absolutely fantastic. Listen, you know, I met Shelley and his wife, I guess it was at the Silver Summit a couple of years ago. These guys are really interesting people. They're very decent people. Take a look at their magazine. See what you think. See if it doesn't provide you with some information that helps you in your decision making as to what you ought to do. I know this sounds like a commercial, but it's really not. I've looked at this publication. I know, as I said, Shelley and his wife pretty well, and I got to tell you, this is one that you guys really ought to take a look at. Mr. Kraft, thank you so much for your time.
And Al, thank you. You do a heck of a job.
Be right back.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fits standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. Al Corlin, appreciate you joining me. We are recording this entire program from the Cambridge House Silver Summit, as you're aware, being held down in Phoenix, Arizona, chatting with a buddy of mine who's a newsletter writer of consequence, I have to say, and also an author, Leonard Melman. You know, Leonard and I were chatting a little earlier about a very interesting analogy that he has between a tsunami event that occurred, about 3 or 4 years ago or whatever?
2004,
yeah. And the economy. Give the analogy to our listeners, if you would.
Okay, Al. It goes something like this. I watched this program that was a review of all the videotape taken during the giant tsunamis of late 2004. One of the earliest segments had to do with the approach of the tsunamis, and it showed a wave that went in off the ocean over the beach and approached the downtown area, sweeping cars and some people in its path.
Yep.
But it stopped about halfway through the downtown area, then began to retreat. And you could see the look on the faces of the people that said, oh boy, you know, it's bad, but we've handled it, and it's heading back out to sea. There was a rejoicing that the crisis was resolved quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the water retreated out to the ocean, actually moved farther than it had ever been before, exposing all this bare sand. And then all of a sudden people looked up and they saw the real tidal wave, the 20-foot-high monster that killed 240,000 people. So the analogy I want to suggest is that the economic trauma of 2007-2009 is like that first wave. It scared a lot of people, but they're now rejoicing that the penalty really wasn't too severe and we've managed to hold society together, and they're watching that wave recede. But I have the concept in my head that there is a second wave, a much, much greater, more powerful wave that's going to sweep on the world's economies, and it is going to be devastating.
How can we possibly avoid that with everything that's going on right now? I don't think it's avoidable, my friend.
Well, I hate to agree with you, but I honestly believe we're in the situation of a drug addict who has been heavily addicted for years. And he goes to his doctor and he says, doctor, I'm afraid of an overdose. If I take any more, I'll overdose and kill myself. What can we do? And the doctor could look at him and say, we're too far gone. If you keep on the drug, you will overdose and you'll die. But the drug is so integrated into your body that if we try to cut back or stop cold turkey, you're going to die of
shock or whatever. Yeah.
The trauma. And I believe we're in that kind of situation. For 80 years, ever since Franklin Delano Roosevelt took the world, the American dollar off the gold standard, the growth of government coupled with the growth of the monetary, the fiat monetary system has become completely integrated into the American society, just as in many other countries. And to suddenly try to stop, which is what many politicians are trying to do today, I think will produce a shock that is absolutely devastating. But if they don't stop it, then the rate that deficits and money creation are being accumulated could be equally devastating.
I think it's almost too late.
It very well might be, but it's interesting to see that suddenly the world is being swept by these austerity movements. But I think the real question will come when they start to hit hard at people's pocketbooks, civil servants get fired, laws can't be enforced. I think the public is not anticipating that, and it's going to scare the heck out of them when it starts to happen.
You're talking about social unrest here, and this is something we don't talk about a lot on this particular program for various reasons, but I have to tell you, that is one potential future event, action, I guess is a better way to put it, that I think very possibly could happen. You know, and I hate to sound like, you know, Chicken Little, but that's one of the reasons we live in a rural community.
All you have to do is look at Wisconsin today. Just think, all there is a governor saying we are spending much too much, we have to cut. The most evident place we can cut is government pensions, regulatory expenditures. So he's daring to cut back teachers' pensions. And just look at the foment that that has caused. Rioting, demonstrations, teachers abandoning their schools, and legislators of the Democratic ilk running for cover into a neighboring state. Just think of the chaos that could result if those cuts spread to welfare, Medicare, Social Security, things of that nature.
Look what happened in Greece. Look what happened in England. Look what's happened in Ireland. I mean, you know, these aren't exactly backward nations.
Nope, they're not.
And you've got, and you've got rioting in the streets. I find that to be absolutely amazing. The people don't at least consider the fact that you could have that, you know, in the United States. Let's take Los Angeles as an example. Let's take the fact that the state of California is flat broke. Flat broke, no question about it, okay? What's going to happen when millions of people in L.A. start losing their entitlements because there's no way to pay them? What's going to happen? You know it's going to happen as well as I do.
Well, I will tell you something of a personal nature. I used to live in California.
Right.
One of the reasons I sought the relative isolation of Vancouver Island and British Columbia is I truly fear enormous disorders of, you know, food rioting, welfare rioting. There are many families that have lived on welfare for generations. If they're suddenly cut off, they are going to be facing starvation.
And what's the and where's the natural direction to go? A father does not want his kids to starve to death, period, if a father's around.
I would not want to own a food store in a relatively deprived neighborhood, to put it mildly.
No, probably not. Leonard, let's talk a little bit about the Mellman Report, and let's talk a little bit about your book. It's kind of changing the subject, but not really. Let's talk about the book. What do you deal with in your book primarily?
The book is entitled Reversing the Way In.
Right.
It tries to identify how the world got into this mess and suggest a way out. Whether it's too late for any way out is a debatable question, but I think if there is a way out, it's in the form of reversing the tremendous growth of government, reversing the tremendous growth of fiat currency, reversing the tremendous regulatory octopus that's strangling innovation around the world.
Yeah.
That's the message I try to create.
Message of hope, for lack of better terms. I mean, here we are talking about gloom and doom stuff, but you are doing what we try to do on this program, which is provide solutions. Tell our listeners a little bit about the Mellman Report.
Okay, the Mellman Report sort of is a combination of two things. It's not a published magazine. It's all electronic in nature. But my writing is a combination of two things. I have been writing a column for the International California Mining Journal for 26 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's a monthly column, 7 pages long, where I can explore issues in depth. At the same time, I have a website called the Melman Report, and the feature of it is called Melman Minutes. I write those Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and I can address issues of short-term nature. So between the two, I get to express my general commentary on the world's economic development.
Interesting. And you also follow companies, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely. There are many companies listed on our sites in the company report section. Those reports are factual in nature, much more so than promotional, and in virtually every case I have visited the project, seen with my own eyes exactly what's happened, talked to company executives and geologists, so I'm getting first-hand knowledge before I write any of these.
And that's a very, very important thing to do, in my humble opinion. How did you get started in this particular business, Leonard?
Well, when I got out of college, my first careers were in credit and mortgage management.
Right.
And I also was an investor in mining shares.
Sure.
I got a call from my broker one day asking whether I'd like to become a broker. I said yes, and I built my clientele in the late 1970s, early 80s around mining shares. One of my friends happened to be a vice president of Universal Studios at that time, and there was quite a circle of hard money advocates there.
Really?
So I became integrated in the hard money side of things. I also am at heart a libertarian, which means I believe in free markets and freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I got involved. I happened to be in a magazine store one day, picked up an issue of a magazine called the California Mining Journal, and noticed they had no column relating to politics or economics. I contacted the publisher, Ken Harn, suggested a column. He asked me to send them a sample, which I did, and here it is 26 years later, and I still write for the same publication, among others.
That is really, really interesting. You know, I think it really is, you know, you want to get all of the input that you can, assuming you have an interest in this industry, which why in the heck would you be listening to this if you didn't, but, you know, with the interest that you guys have in this industry, I strongly suggest you read everything you can get your hands on, and certainly the Melman Report really, really is, it falls into the category of credible information. You want to learn more about it, click on the website. You guys, right after the top of the hour break, we're going to be right back with the second hour of the Cortland Economics Report. Stick around.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Cortland Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.